course of life. The characteristic feature of life is energy, motion. A living being grows, moves about, executes actions. A dead creature cannot manifest any form of energy. Action, therefore, is the insignia of life. The law of evolution impels all living beings to keep acting. A living creature which stops activity will perish. Evolution is marked by constant striving and struggling in life. Where there is no effort and exertion, there is degradation and death. A human being must progress, not remain static. For example, a child playing with toys is acceptable, but an adult doing the same is detestable. Again, a young man indulging in passion is understandable, but an old man doing the same is despicable. You will have to move with time. Time marches on. If you do not keep pace, you devolve. You will destroy yourself. The same is not applicable to an animal. Animals inherit a distinct nature. Their pattern of activity is set. They do not change with time or place. They lack the intelligence to do so. But a human possesses an intellect to distinguish between right and wrong, good and bad, etc., and choose his way of life. Progress is spelt by right effort and exertion. Scientific discoveries and inventions are a mark of progress. A society which does not progress along with time will be ruined. This is a universal law. Many great empires which had relaxed their efforts, become lethargic, met their own destruction. History has proved this time and again. True progress and evolution is directed towards one goal alone. The course of life leads to that supreme goal, which is everlasting peace and bliss. Living beings seek pleasure, joy, happiness all their lifetime. Some seek through material and physical means, others through emotions, yet others through knowledge. For instance, a man desires wealth. Analyze his desire. What is it he really seeks? He wants wealth only to gain comforts, pleasure, happiness. So is it with emotion and knowledge. Everything you seek in the world boils down to happiness. You believe happiness resides in the world at large. You look for it everywhere. Extroverted pursuits have never succeeded in finding happiness, for happiness lies within your own person. You must therefore direct your efforts towards your own self to find it. There is no other way. But the problem is that the world attracts you with its instant pleasures. When your senses contact the external objects, you enjoy them forthwith. You do not realize that the pleasures arising out of sense contacts are fleeting. They diminish and gradually yield to sorrow. Conversely, you find the true happiness as a distasteful beginning. When you try to seek happiness within yourself, it is bitter to start with. But with determined effort, you gain more and more happiness. It is strange but true. sorrow appears in the mask of joy, and joy appears in the mask of sorrow. It is the law of nature. Consequently, the ignorant masses discard happiness and court sorrow. This has been the sad history of humans. The Bhagavad Gita cautions you of this paradox in nature. Its 18th chapter states, true happiness is like poison in the beginning, but nectar in the end. Verse 37. False happiness is like nectar in the beginning, but poison in the end. Verse 38.